Off top, quarks, subatomic particles, amongst the smallest things that we can find. The midpoint between the distance and the diameter of a quark and the size of Earth is a speck of dust. Play the music.
This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.
Weird facts for a weird show that's going to be as awesome as the facts. We have another game for you this time. Christina Buswell is hosting our game show. So I'll hand it off to you, Christina.
Puts a lot of pressure on this. I hope this lives up to the expectations. Ooh.
Oh, it'll be better. You're a better host than Charlie already. And maybe all you have to do is keep track of the score, basically.
Well, keep track of the topics. That was the hardest part.
Yeah.
So we're playing a similar game to what we played in Roses and Thorns by the time you're listening to this last week, where we had our dating segment. I have made several fake dating profiles for various athletes. No, I say athletes. It's not just football specific, and it's not just male specific. So there's a decent mix of athletes in here. I'm going to read prompt by prompt, answer by answer, and you have to guess which dating profile matches who you think it is. And then I'll obviously let you know.
Do we both get to go? Is it open season?
I say open season, and we'll see who gets
okay.
it.
Cool.
We'll keep points that way, who actually gets it right. And if no one gets it right, you obviously neither get points.
Great.
All right.
I'm intimidating you with my eyebrows, Charlie.
Number one, the one thing you should know about me is my grandfather was an NFL head coach. Number two, my greatest strength, my connections. I have a lot of successful friends in high places around my league. I geek out on being the youngest candidate hired into my current position.
McVay.
Well, yeah. It's right. So, Charlie, I didn't know if I should let you answer, but you got it.
No, that's great.
All right, number two. Never have I ever played for Dallas, but I was once a Cowboy. Let's debate this topic. James Ramsey called me trash in 2018, but surely I can make you disagree. Together, we can eat a bowl of my limited edition red and blue colored cereal.
Josh Allen.
It's my team colors. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, Jalen Ramsey did call him trash, and then he humped Jalen Ramsey's face. And when they played against them at the start of this season or last season, right?
Getting crushed.
I was going to say, I don't think Charlie has a chance here, but we'll try with number three.
I'm just happy to be competing against somebody not named Ashley because she beat my ass in all the competitions.
You might actually win one. A random fact I love is, although I didn't play professional football, I now lead a professional football team. My simple pleasure, eating a great cheeseburger. What if I told
Andy
you
Reed.
That?
Andy Reid.
Charlie got it.
Cheeseburger, dead giveaway.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if these get a little bit harder for you.
On the board. That's great. I didn't get skunked here.
All right, mixing it up. I hype myself up by listening to the song I made with LeBron James back in the 2011 NBA lockout.
Kevin Durant.
There we go.
My guy, we're tied up. You took my guy, Kevin Durant. All right, here we go.
All right, give me travel tips for East Rutherford, New Jersey. I may be heading there soon.
Aaron Rodgers.
Do you agree or disagree that lefties are awesome? They say we're the most creative people in the world. The biggest risk I've ever taken, spending 8 seasons with my good friends, and then I moved to Texas.
Okay, going to New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Texas.
Mm-hmm. Spent eight seasons in one place.
And then went to Texas. 8 seasons, one place, went to Texas. Who played for the Cowboys or the Texans? Not a quarterback, going to East Rutherford.
DeAndre Hopkins?
I think we might be stumped here. All right.
Randall Cobb.
Oh, I didn't. That one was tough.
You going to Kentucky is the only reason you knew he was left-handed.
Absolutely.
Because he played quarterback.
I got to play to my strengths, too.
Oh, man. Lefty. I didn't know what hand Randall Cobb was.
All right. Next one. Mixing it up again. I'm convinced that the DMV where I used to live has the best crab legs. The way to win me over
James
is...
Winston.
Oh, the way to win legs. Me over is know the dance moves to the dance named after me. You should not go John out Wall? With me if yes.
Is this 3-2 right now? You celebrated a little bit surely.
I was going to say, if you didn't get it on that one, you were going to get it on. You should not go out with me if you can't get along with my bestie, DeMarcus Cousins. We were best friends since 14. So Kentucky, that was going to be a dead giveaway.
Kentucky.
All right. My unusual skills. I play the violin really well. My life goal of mine is to coach my team to a Super Bowl. I know the best spot in town for seafood. Where I live, it's the best. Who am I?
Harbaugh? He doesn't play violin, but I mean, seafood in Baltimore is pretty good. Great seafood. New Orleans, but nah.
Belichick?
No.
It's a life goal to coach your team to a Super Bowl. Nope.
Oh yeah, yes, terrible, guess. terrible guess. It could be a life goal to get a seventh one.
Which one of these coaches coached at Kentucky or went to Kentucky?
No more Kentucky. We're taking that off the table now.
Oh, Kyle Shanahan. All right,
Dennis Allen.
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I think we've gone too long now. No one deserves this point.
Yeah, of course he can play the violin well.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, he's got, when I was Googling weird facts about all these players and coaches, he's got a lot of random facts. All right, next one.
So, never mind. You know where I was going, Charlie.
Yeah.
My most irrational fear is losing my 2020 Olympic gold medal. I recently discovered that I set the NBA record with 100 turnovers in a single postseason. My bad.
Russell Westbrook.
I'll fall for you if you own a pair of my new first ever signature sneakers with Jordan brand. Bonus points if you have my green team logo hat.
Okay, who's on Jordan brand? So Russ is on Jordan brand. Zion, Luka. Neither of them were on Team USA.
James Harden's Adidas. Record turnovers.
So that's oh, George?
So I'm going to make a real deep playoff run here. This is to get 100 turnovers in a single postseason.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You probably had to make it to the finals. Chris Paul hasn't turned the ball over.
Yeah, it has to be a guard, though, I would think.
Drew Holiday?
It's Jason Tatum.
Damn it. I thought of him as a Jordan guy, but I guess you're killing us right now.
The and that green one... logo. God. Okay.
All right. Next one.
I didn't hear the green logo.
This one. I'll let you guys know she's a female. I hype myself up by playing Fame by David Bowie to get through a hard workout. Let's make sure we're on the same page about I'm the greatest of all time.
Diana Taurasi.
Never have I ever lost in a Grand Slam doubles final with my sister.
Serena
Williams.
That's me.
I said it first.
No way. No way.
I said it first. And you got
two.
I say Charlie. Charlie said it first.
But Charlie already guessed once. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Man, I'm just a loser.
What if I told you that I discovered my sport while on a daycare field trip?
Simone Biles.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that.
I didn't know that was so easy. I didn't know that.
It wasn't. Honestly, Simone Biles was just on my mind because you said Olympics. So no matter what you said, I was going to say Simone Biles.
All right. Next one. I'm looking for 63 home runs.
Aaron
Apparently,
Judge.
Yes.
4-4. You talk that talk now, Charles.
What if I told you that I hold 2 Guinness World Records? If loving this is... Nope. If loving this is wrong, I don't want to be right. I don't know how to pronounce this. Manga Comics? Specifically Major?
Ooh.
The one thing you should know about me, I am the first player in Major League Baseball history to be named an All-Star as both a pitcher and a position player.
Shohei Ohtani, yes. Dominique got it. I like how we are really breaking stereotypes. So you've gotten the baseball ones and I got all the basketball ones.
Yeah. As soon as she started talking about home runs, I was like, I only know like 3 baseball players. So I'm going to guess them.
All right. One thing I'll never do again. Retire.
Tom Brady.
Nope. My greatest strength. Spiking a football.
Rob Gronkowski.
Who got
it? Give it to Charlie. You said Rob first.
Who the hell is Rob? You talking about Rob Palenka?
Well, there's a lot of Gronkowskis. So you just saying Gronk?
No, I said Gronk.
Like,
there's only one Gronk.
There are like 5 of them.
No, there's 5 Gronkowskis. One of them went to Maryland, but there's only one Gronk.
Well, just like Charlie, I also forgot to keep count of how many we've gone through. So we're done, and yes! Charlie won.
Beautiful. Oh, Charlie won? I thought that was 5-5.
It was exactly 5-5.
It was 5-5.
Oh. All right, wait a minute.
Christina, what a...
How is that possible?
Mm-mm, that's all right. We'll just call it 5-5.
We didn't get McDaniels.
Yeah, we ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we ruined it.
Oh, well...
Great job, Christina.
What to do now? There's a tie. Who knows?
We just call it a tie.
Ashley wins.
Yeah.
Ashley wins.
All right. Speaking of Ashley, roses and thorns. He's so good.
How has Dominique been lately?
Bad or good?
Let's find out. This is Roses and Thorns.
Swimsuit, check. Sunscreen, check. Phone charger, check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or in a carry-on. And the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/DF today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DF.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish, shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Barnstown, Kentucky. 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Look at that smile and rainbow sweater. It is time.
It would be like if Mrs. Roper didn't just wear captains on Three's Company. Like it's or like oh. It's like a 70s couch. Like when I wear my collection of things that look like this, like that's it. Who I think I am.
Three's Company. I'm down. I'm down.
Ooh, better
down.
Yet, like Thelma sometimes will wear crochet on good times. Ooh, that's who I want to be.
Thelma. She's bad.
Sexy. So
Thelma
bad.
Was bad.
She's Ooh, still was, attractive.
Yeah, she was whose relative was she though? She was she Florida's sister?
In real life?
No, in the show.
Thelma is the daughter. Florida's daughter. Who am I mixing Why up no the... Wilona. Wilona. Oh, Wilona. Is. She was bad too, but I'm talking about Thelma, the sister. Was,
yeah, and then
the
Janet.
One who married a football player before he blew out his knee. Yes. Clearly I was patterning my life off of that. I'm just so
no,
glad
you aren't.
We did not.
Yeah, I didn't tear my knee until after I got money. So that was
true. Yeah, Keith
perfectly
was right,
timed
was right before the draft for Keith.
Yes,
love that show. Like, what would I do without TV One?
TV One, yeah, because like none of that stuff was on when we were kids. We're not that.
Yes,
old,
it was. But... What are you talking about?
No, I mean Good Times, new episodes of Good Times.
Oh yeah,
Times?
No reruns.
That's what I mean.
Though.
I'm saying
well, TV
like,
One is like in our adulthood. Like Good
know,
Times used to be on like probably UPN or something when we were kids.
UPN. Oh, UPN.
Anyway. Hey, honey.
Hey, why anyway? We can't talk about UPN?
Yeah, no, we can. And so I didn't have cable.
Are you sitting somewhere different? Or are you using a different camera? It feels like you look so much smaller than you normally look.
Well, Adi probably will fix that. He'll zoom in. I set up in a hurry because we were going to do this later. But then I was like, sorry, I'm so sorry, guys. Can we do it earlier? Because I damn near forgot I have to pick up my children. And here's the problem. If I get there a little bit late, they get into things that they don't need to get into. Like they sneak into aftercare and then don't want to leave. Or like they try to steal snacks and they get in trouble for stealing snacks. So I need to be there right on time.
On sure. the, I mean, not stealing snacks, but or on child. The heels.
I mean, no, actually the snacks are not meant for him. And he takes them and like he took homework club snacks. I mean, they're from like his school.
But I just mean like steal makes it sound like you like walking in a 7-Eleven stealing snacks. He just helping himself to a buffet that is not. I had a question off of the conversation we were having before we jumped into this. What was the first, because you don't like, our kids listen to a lot of music that you like, and most of it is really old and clean, but there's plenty of music that our kids are exposed to that is still old, but not clean. So I was wondering when you got first exposed to it. Cause I remember my first cussing tape. It was the Ghetto Boys and my parents bought it for me. And then,
that's nice.
Yeah. They let me listen to it and it was great. Then they try to act like they ain't want me to listen to it. And then I got a Run DMC tape that was like a Run DMC greatest hits because they're like, this is clean. But once they opened the door, and I had an older brother, so I was I was into the good stuff, Doggy Style, all that.
For me, it was my dad, like one of like, it's weird because he had three girls. Then later, I have a brother who's like 12 years younger than me. But like, he would like want it. We would go to sports games with him. But one of my big bonding activities with my dad growing up was he would take me and my sister like every couple weeks or once a month or whatever, not to a bookstore or anything like that, but to Tower Records where we could buy tapes. And then we would get milkshakes from Johnny Rockets afterwards, like right near GW in Georgetown. We would go to that big one. Or it's not there anymore, but it used to be. It was like some of my favorite memories with him. But one time they had started putting the parental advisory labels on cassettes, and I think it was, I can't remember if it was the OPP single or Naughty by Nature's like whole thing. I bought it. Listen to who do you think in my family told on me and then took
your
the
sister
tape?
Your
nope.
older sister
no nope. oh, she's
Dina.
Only 2 years older.
Dina.
Dina, I'm Dina. She was like, I'll take it. My mom's younger sister, who was like my love, I love her. She's like, you know, a little bit younger than my mom, so like a cool aunt. But I was like, this is not cool, Dina, that you're telling on this. And then took my tape and like enjoyed it herself. So after that, they were more attentive to the label. Like before my dad, we just bring him to the counter and he'd pay. But after that, my mom was like giving him a lecture. So then it really wasn't until like, cause I did have an older sister. Sometimes in DC, we would get go-go tapes. Like, because we like, you could get go-go tapes or CDs and that would have all sorts of language. Sometimes my dad would find it and then want to like repeat it back. Oh my God, that reminds me of a funny story. Okay, remind me to remember this funny story. And he would be like, you said something about and most of the time would be like stuff, you know, bad stuff about women. But it wasn't really till like high school, when at my high school we had laptops starting like our sophomore year, and probably like my junior year, Napster came out. We would sit in them classes pretending to take notes on IM and on Napster, making the best things. And I had liked Tupac a lot. Like I remember when he died, I was like 12 and I liked him, but I don't think I had like, and I maybe heard from my older cousins and stuff, like some of his like albums, but I didn't like own it myself. But I would hear it like on the radio and always like Tupac. So I was like, I remember the first one I did was like all my favorite Tupac songs, unedited, made myself a CD. I was so happy. I remember driving around to Do for Love.
This is not a profanity thing, but yeah, I my parents were never really strict on movies or TV or music or anything like that. But yeah, which is probably fine. It's good.
I couldn't see Clueless when I was like 12 and a half. I was so embarrassed with my friends. Like, we had to go see Operation Dumbo Drop. I'll never forget that. It was and my older sister and her friends, my mom had taken like me and three of my friends and my sister and three of her friends to the movie. And my older sister and her friends went to see Clueless. And me and my friends, they were like, our mom will let us see Clueless. Let's go. And my mom was like, Operation Dumbo Drop with Danny Glover. And honestly, it's not a bad movie. Go Disney. But it was not cool. I was so embarrassed.
That sounds terrible. Yeah. I was going to ask you, I think I know the answer to this. Did you ever sit by the radio with a tape in to record a song come out? That seems like something you wouldn't do, where you have to jam a little tape in the
like back a little bit, but not much. I would do that more on TV, because since we didn't have cable, like there wasn't a lot of times that like stuff we like came on TV. So if there was like something we liked on TV, often my dad always like recorded family events. So often we would get in trouble for recording over like so-and-so's birthday party, because we'd be like, I'd be like, oh, I gotta take the commercials out.
New York had to come. Pause.
And I mean, for whatever it was, for that, for like, remember. Okay, I'm all deep into Disney, but Polly, which like, I don't know why. Polly. Can we talk to whoever works for Bob Iger, who handles Disney, what's it called, Disney Plus? Why Polly and Polly Coming Home with like Felicia Rashad and Rudy, Keisha Knight Pulliam, and Debbie Allen, like so many amazing people.
It's not on Disney Plus.
It's not on Disney Plus. Like, and at one point I subscribed to some Disney DVD service to try to get a copy, but Polly, for instance, was one that like that, and I still probably could find it at my parents' house, that VHS. Polly is so good.
Too bad you can't find a VCR to play it all.
That would be a challenge. Honestly, at my parents' house, I probably could, if we're being honest.
We could get Polly digitized for you. Get that tape.
It's somewhere. Like, and they have the whole thing on YouTube, but it's in bad quality. Like, believe me, our children have watched it. Like, I have on a smart TV, and like Emmy and Avery like know the dances, and like, you're my sweet little angel. Lies.
I was too old.
It's so great. Cool. You weren't too old. You were just a boy.
And also, I had already been exposed to.
No, we were really young when Polly was.
Polly, I don't remember Polly.
Oh my
all.
God. Like, then you know I, what, I know, guys? I need to make him watch it.
No, I mean, I've seen bits of it from you.
Yeah, remember the boy who played in like Bad, like the little kid?
Yeah,
he was in it. He was the boy in it. It's so good. Disney, bring that back, please. Polly Coming Home was the sequel. Honestly, I like Polly more. If we could only have one, I'm going to go for Polly. And I was really hopeful it would come when Whitney Houston and Brandy's Cinderella got released like last February. Like, you got some Black History Month fire for you on Disney Plus. Here is Cinderella with Whitney Houston and Brandy. And I was like, oh, next they're going to announce Polly and my head's just going to explode. That didn't happen. Because before, you couldn't really get that. I had a DVD of that Cinderella, so like my kids had seen it and stuff. But before, that wasn't anywhere like on a streaming service. So that was exciting. And one day we're going to keep pushing for it for Polly to come out. But anyway, this is really going back. The funny story that I thought of. Do you remember, this might be too inappropriate. You guys might have to take it out, so I'll make it quick.
Here we go. You edit it in as you go again.
Before I go, right? Dominique was like more experienced than I was when we first started dating.
And you got
me a book as a joke, but I don't think it was a joke. You were like, I'm going to teach you some things. This is too inappropriate.
Yeah, it wasn't a joke. No, go. Please go ahead.
It was a book. Like,
this is embarrassing for you. I wouldn't tell this, but hey, knock yourself
out. Well, it's not. It actually means that I was not a before, and that when you said,
"Oh gosh, no," I was saying like the story. You were embarrassed, but anyway, tell the rest of the story, and then we'll leave it up to Christina to decide.
Okay, we're just not gonna do that. Anyway, it was a book about how that Dominique got me about how to do something like sexually pleasurable to your partner. Like this.
See,
is like
too many details. You just said it was a book.
Okay.
That Dominique got me.
Anyway,
about how to do.
I
something.
Moved after college. I moved back into my parents' house because I was teaching in DC, and it was only like 10 minutes away, and rent was expensive. So I was like, for a couple of years, I'm gonna save some money, and I was going out of town to see Dominique all the time. Anyway, so he got me this book when I was in Denver. I brought it home with me, and I threw it behind my dresser. And then I remember I was going out of town again to visit Dominique, and I was like, oh, Dad, like by the way, I treat my poor dad like my handyman, my landlord. I was like, Dad, by the way, like my light behind my, I have a chandelier that was hanging behind my dresser. I was like, my chandelier's messed up. Can you try to figure that out? So I come back, my chandelier was on, like lit in my room. So I knew that was working, and I opened my closet, and I have like some shelves and drawers in my closet, and on top the book was sitting like sitting and facing and standing, and I could read it. And I was like, the dad that took my OPP tape, right? Like he definitely doesn't want to see this. It was like the, to this day, I would say the very most embarrassing thing. Yes. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, like in my household, I think period.
We're readers in this family, lifelong learners. We're lifelong learners. Yes.
And it really did have some tips.
Oh, I know. My best investment. It was like $15. I mean, joke.
Take it all out. Take it all. Okay, roses and thorns. And then I'm going to let you go. I have some for you. Like today, actually, I don't have any thorns for you. But I have like rose after rose after rose after rose after rose.
Oh, yeah.
One, today I saw a really old man that looked like he was going to get like hit by a car on the main road. He was like 90 and had a cane. And there was a, like, we live in a residential neighborhood, but there's this major street that our house is off of that's like residential, but like cars are driving fast. And there are big trucks and buses, tour buses coming down to get into downtown DC and stuff. And this man was on the side of the road and like everyone was slowing down for him. But I was like, sir, do you need any help? Are you okay? He was wearing a suit, just a spiffy. And he said he had called a Diamond cab like an hour ago, but he hadn't showed up. So he was there trying to hail a cab, but like no cabs just come down our street like to pick people up. Like, and so I was on my way, running late as always, to a doctor's appointment that I didn't need to miss. And I didn't know what to do. I was like, okay. And I was like, maybe I can call him an Uber. And then this truck started honking and it was literally right around the corner from our house. So I was like, hey, honey, he had just finished recording Bhavani's show. I was like, there's an old man. And he said, I'll go check on him. And by the time
I took care of it, pushed that man down a hill and kept moving.
He's joking. What happened was the cab finally came. I saw the cab coming. I'm like, why would you even say that? That is not funny. And like, that's, he says things like this to pretend he's this type of person, but he is the kindest person.
I am. I took his shoes too. He had some nice shoes and they were my size. Give me them shoes.
Another couple
man.
Roses. That is so awful. Okay. Another couple roses. And I have more, but I'll just give these two because it's, you don't accept compliments well, as we see.
I accept shoes well.
Dominique always said he was never, ever going to coach our kids, but my son is on two, and he's not coaching him. My son is playing on two flag football teams within the same league. One is like just the community one with kids from his school mostly. And then one, but like organized outside of the school through this like league in the city. And one is like the tryout team for this league in the elite league. And both teams are just really big. And like he noticed last week at the first game that the other team had like a backup coach. So each team just gets assigned one coach from the league. And he noticed that the other team had a backup coach and our son's team didn't. And then at the other game, the team is just huge. So like even, which I didn't notice, honestly, I said hi and bye and left the game. I first saw Duck and Pull a flag. He noticed that like they were having trouble getting all the like kids on the sidelines in because there's so many backup players. And so he volunteered with both of them to help coach. And that is such a rose. The thorn there actually is that because of that now, not only does Declan not like to miss his games, but now assistant backup coach, coordinator, whatever you want to call yourself, equipment man, I don't know what you're going to be, Dominique, coach's aide, can't miss the games either. And so I was actually, the kids have a day off school in a couple of weeks. And I was like, maybe I had so much fun at the beach. Maybe we can go back. Now I'm like, shoot, like the coach's aide can't miss and the player can't miss two games. So it might just be a girl's trip. And then my last rose is this. We're recording this episode a little earlier than normal because Dominique is chaperoning a 2-night field trip with my son's class in the woods. And so we've said before that my son's like a unique kid. And one thing about him is he is like he loves nature, but like to a fault, like he can get like fixed. He just loves it. Like he wants to stay in nature for so long. And so I'm so grateful to you, Dominique, that you will be living there in the woods with the kids. It's said to bring swim trunks nice. Because the outdoor showers, you should wear your swim trunks while you take your shower. So I'm going to pack for you guys. It's going to be great. And I'm so grateful that you're going there. You're the best. You are. He truly is.
I'm
going
to get
a wonderful husband, but he is the
come
best
up
father.
With a fake illness so that you can go and hold your poop for
and
3 days
the thing.
And throw up.
The one time I went camping with a school trip. Yes, I got sick because I refused to use the bathroom because it was so dirty. So like literally my mom picked me up from the school when they dropped us off and I had the window down and just spit up for like 3 blocks of the way going home. So no, and that's the thing, like he wouldn't do like, and I was like, okay, like you're having to rearrange your work schedule. Like I don't have those commitments, like I can go. And he was like laughable, like you cannot go there. So you're a great husband for doing it so I don't have to do it. But you were just truly, truly, truly the best dad in the way that, you know, like our son certainly takes a lot of our attention and you're coaching his teens and going on this field trip. But the way you make a point to carve out time with both of
thank
the girls,
you.
I really love to. You're
love
the best.
You. Bye.
And you're bad at compliments. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Addie. Thanks, Christina. Great show, everybody. See
oh,
you.
Oh, look, I wore my rainbow sweater because she's a rainbow. My favorite Rolling Stones song.
Oh, I didn't know why you were wearing it.
It's not why. I just like rainbow things. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
This is the Dominique Foxworth Show.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.